bother getting up for your queen. I like you much better when you're lying in bed for me, all dreamy and docile. You look lovely. You always do. That soft, gentle face glowing in the moonlight. How you still try to squirm away ever so slowly as I come closer. How you can't help but blush in the dark at the sight of me. And that look in your eyes, once again. Like you're so convinced you would rather be anywhere in the world than under my silken sheets. Still won't talk to me. Suit yourself. I'll just slither into bed then. Don't. You know how this dance of ours goes. My guards are right outside. And I promise you, I would have you wrapped up in my coils before you made it anywhere near the door. I vastly prefer it when you come to me willingly. When you accept my embrace with those wide, fearful eyes, like my sweet, sweet little pet. You are my pet, my consort, my one true love, and I'm cold. You wouldn't let your empress shiver in the harsh desert winds like this now, would you? All day, if you must know, while I was in court, listening to my subjects, settling borders and land disputes, deciding which taxes needed to be changed, arbitrating on matters of trade and diplomacy with the world outside. Such grand schemes, and yet, they are everyday life to me. Dull, trivial. You're the only thing that gets my heart racing whenever I think of you. Which is all the time, darling. Did you miss me as well? You don't have to speak. You can just nod your head. Oh, if looks can kill, if only. Do you really hate this so much? As much as you may pretend you don't like this, I can hear your heart racing. Tup tup, tup tup, tup tup, tup tup, tup tup. Your heart continuing to race faster and faster as I slowly bind you tighter. Please do struggle. Maybe, just maybe, you'll manage to get away this time. Maybe my little mouse will finally be able to avoid this oh-so-terrible fate. It warms my heart when you squirm for me. You used to do it back then as well. While you were sleeping, and you suddenly felt something cold slithering past your legs, sliding into your bed, you would smile in your sleep, toss and turn like it tickled, and when you opened your eyes, I would be right there. Oh, so now we're talking with each other. There really is no difference. I was the same creature, the same woman, back then, as I am now. You simply failed to see it. Yes, I suppose I can't fault you for that. You really couldn't tell. You thought I was just an injured snake you brought home from the streets. But did the color of my scales never strike you as odd, my little mouse? It doesn't matter now. You were too, pardon the pun, wrapped up in caring for me. And I really was so gravely injured back then, I couldn't even return to my real form. You would pick me up and let me coil up on your lap. I would bask in the sun as the rays warmed my scales, feeling sleepy and content. So. And every night, I would slither into your bed, just like now. Wrap myself around you and be so very warm. You never complained back then. When will I let you go? Why do you ask such silly questions, pet? Never. I'm never releasing you. My empire would fall to that sun heretic, that vile whore, before the thought even crossed my mind. You are mine. Do you understand me? Do you understand? You belong to me, just as the moon belongs in the desert sky. Soon, eternal night will wash over these sands. I will crush my nemesis, that wretched worshipper of the sun, after long centuries of war. My people will never again be shackled by your stifling rules. They will lose themselves to love and desire, and the entire desert will bear witness to their acts of passion under the moon. You think I'm the villain in this? For what? For trying to take over her city? This desert is mine. All of it. It's mine to rule over and guide into greatness. No, my naive, sweet little pet. This is simply reclamation. Together, we will crush them. We shall unite the dunes and watch our subjects writhe and revel in their love for one another. With you by my side, I shall finally sink my fangs into the sun. I shall drown her in my venom and usher an endless night. No, my love. You're not just a tool to me. You're not a pawn. Stop saying that. You are so much more. You are more valuable to me than all the jewels in my crown. More precious than this entire city and all its people. You are my heart. Don't you know how much I love you? Do you not believe me when I say I love you? Tell me that you believe in my love for you. Say it. I want to hear you say it. Say it. My coils, they are hurting you. I'm sorry, darling. I got carried away. I didn't mean to hurt you. Are you in pain? No, don't try to get away. I said don't. Hold still. I will not hurt you. There. Does that feel better? Can you feel my coils massaging you? Soothing the pain? I never want to hurt you. I love you. You're the human who saved me. The one I gave my heart to. But sometimes you just make me so very frustrated. This has to stop at some point. This resisting. It's cute. It really is. How you try so hard to ignore me and to avoid my touch, but completely melt the moment I wrap my tail around you. Someday, I want us to have this. I want us to have this without all the struggling. For you to accept your place by my side as my consort. For you to one day love. I'm still that snake you brought home. Your purple snake. Can't you tell? Only this time, I'm the one protecting you. Of course I have to protect you. This world, it's not kind to innocent souls like you. Those that stop walking to help an injured snake in the rain. I remember the water droplets falling on my scales, mixing with the red that I was bleeding. I felt scared. I didn't know if I would ever see my city again. What would become of my subjects? What would become of me? I didn't want to die. And you. You picked me up so tenderly. Nursed me back to health. Asked anyone who would listen what purple snakes ate. You held me and kept me warm. You said I would never be cold again. That's why I can't sleep without you in my coils. Not anymore. You thought snakes can't hear, but I did. I knew then that I had to take you. It's your fault for stealing my heart. How could you expect me not to take you? Consent? Oh, my sweet, precious little mouse, consent comes later. It comes after marriage. You'll have a lifetime to give me consent. I couldn't wait until then. You are mine. I had to have you. And I do have you now. Right where I want you. You're not going anywhere. This again? Do you really think you can return to your old life? It's been over a month since I brought you here. To my palace in the dunes. No one's looking for you. They've given up. You should as well. I can't release you. You've come to rely on me so much for food, shelter, comfort, for love. My attendants and I provide you everything. This world is a cruel place. I saw how life treated you. I saw how you struggled to find yourself in a world that just didn't care. You wouldn't survive if I let you out into that world. And I would never be so cruel. You belong here. What do you mean? Of course I get something out of this. I get you. What more could I want? You will love me. I know it. You're still adjusting to your new home. Adjusting to being thrust into my world, into luxury and excess. As much as you may think you despise me right now, I only have your best interests at heart. You'll love me one day, and it'll come soon enough. Pet, please don't. Don't do that. Don't say things you don't mean. You do not love me yet. Why would you say something like that? You think I can't tell when you're lying? Your heartbeat is a dead giveaway, darling. You wanted me to believe you reciprocated my adoration, didn't you? You wanted me to let you roam the palace freely, to have the guards leave you alone. You thought I would become complacent, start allowing you to be out of my sight for long. You really thought I'd believe you if you told me such pretty lies while I was vulnerable, so you could get me to trust you, to slacken your leash, to slip up, so all you could run away from me. Is that what you wanted? Have you become that desperate? What gives you the right? You will be consequences. Don't pretend to love me if you can't even make it convincing. Why would you think it's what I wanted to hear? I want to hear the truth. I want you to open up to me. I want you to be honest with your empress. I'm not your captor. You're not my prisoner. We've been over this. I know you didn't ask to be mine. You didn't ask for any of this. You just wanted to save a snake in the rain. But all good deeds have a price, my dear. You're just paying yours. I stole you from your home, didn't I? From the life you had known for so long. I took you away from your family. You don't know anyone here but me. You're like the moon. My moon. Floating in space, as if you were lost. Nowhere to return to. Stuck in orbit around one other soul. I can't imagine what you're going through. I really hurt you, didn't I? I'm sorry. I never wanted to hurt you. I only wanted to give you my love. All of my love. And for you to love me back. I've been alone for so long. I know you're the one meant for me. I can feel it in my veins, underneath my scales. I can feel it pulsing and shaping all my magics, all that I am, even now in this very moment. I will bathe these dunes in darkness and crimson. I will bury the sun. The entire desert shall be ours to dream in. I'm not insane. Don't look at me like that. I'm not a monster. I'm not. I'm your snake. I'm not a monster. You look scared again. You're scared of me, aren't you? Don't be. You're my moon, and my scales are as dark as the night that surrounds you. Go to sleep, angel. You've had a long day. You need your rest. Especially after all I put you through. I'm not your captor. This isn't punishment. I'm trying to give you everything you deserve. So you never have to be cold again. Either. stop thinking of me as your captor. You won't. Fine. If I'm truly so evil, then I suppose I can just do whatever I want to you. Can't I, love? Would you like a taste again? My, I wasn't expecting such a reaction. It's not even your first time. But I suppose that's why he backed away so quickly. You remember, don't you? You're afraid of my venom. You're afraid of what it does to you. Don't struggle. You are exhausted. You can't escape. I don't know what you've heard of an Apophis's venom. It's not nearly as bad as you seem to think. My venom doesn't alter your mind. Oh no, I would never do something so cruel to my beloved. My venom only makes you more receptive to all my affections. Can't move now, can you? You seem so very afraid as I stroke your cheek. Slowly run my fingers down to your neck like this. Your heart is beating like it's going to burst out of your chest any minute. It's okay. This won't hurt. Only a little at first. But then, you'll feel wonderful. Trust me. Why are you apologizing, pet? I told you. This isn't punishment. I only want you to stop resisting my love for you. It's too late now. No one can hear you. And they wouldn't help you if they could. But even then, if only you could look at yourself now, resting in my coils with the moonlight washing over every part of your face, your heart slowly returning to normal, no longer struggling, no longer trying to get away, completely drunk on my venom. I think I like seeing you this way, my little mouse. Hold you as you drift off. The fear is completely gone from your eyes now. You look sleepy. You can barely keep your eyes open. You look so adorable. I just want to wrap you up tighter and tighter. I simply can't have enough of you. My angel. You would normally be trying so hard to get away from my kisses. as if I'm somehow violating you. But you don't care anymore, do you? No. You like how I treat you, how I adore you, and take care of you. Spoiling you is my favorite thing in the world. You belong to me. You can't even understand what I'm saying right now, can you? You're trying so hard to keep your eyes open. Almost like you're afraid I'll disappear if you close them. If you stop listening. Don't worry. You're not going anywhere. I'll always be here to remind you that you are mine. I'm as real as these fingers running through your hair. Just drift off. Let my venom swim through your veins and embrace your mind, while I hold your body in my coils. I'll never let the sun touch you. Good night, my pet. Until tomorrow.